The Laughter of God by Walter C. Lanyon. Chapter 15. Abundance. He which soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. The sowing lavishly and abundantly comes from the knowledge of infinite substance. The sowing for increase in order that the storehouses may be filled and the soul may take its ease always results in death to the idea. The abandon of abundant sowing shows absolute faith in the unseen. We are beginning to see that the law of substance is diametrically reversed from that which is usually accepted. We are first called upon to give abundantly. Give out of our lack, as it were, but give lavishly. The widow's mite was more than most gifts because it was given abundantly. It was given freely and from the heart. The motive ye meet shall be measured to you again, and it shall be pressed down, shaken together, and running over. The motive back of the abundant sowing will determine the harvest. If the sowing is done with gain as the one idea in mind, then the looked-for results are not forthcoming. There is he that scattereth, yet tendeth to increase, and there is he that withholdeth and tendeth towards poverty. We see that the symbol is a poor thing to hold on to. The more you have your attention fixed on the symbol, the less opportunity you have of grasping the reality back of it. All this indication of abandoned and abundant sowing is the result of fearlessness on the part of the sower. He that does not follow the command, "Launch out into deep waters," cannot have the big fish. He will never find them near the shore, just as a person will never learn to swim as long as he keeps one foot on the ground and stays in shallow water. Launch out into deep waters. Do, dare, and be silent. Dare to enlarge the borders of your tent. Dare to sow abundantly and abandonedly, and rest in the perfect knowledge that the bread which you have thus broken has been broken to increase. You will learn presently that only what you give, you get. A seed given to the universe gives back its usefulness and increase. An idea given to the universe gives forth its joy, and its increase comes home to the giver. The signs follow, they do not precede. Joyously abandon yourself to the Christ within, and care not for the increase. It must come of its own volition. Be careful about nothing is the command to the understanding heart. This being careful about nothing means also to be careless about nothing. The command to be careful about nothing can only be used by one who has begun to see the superabundance of everything in the universe. The substance of God is everywhere present. Yet all this joyous abandon does not imply license. It implies liberty. Liberty of the sons of God, which when once tasted and experienced, brings to the consciousness of man the true concept of freedom. The command goes forth, be not again entangled, go not back to the former bondage, the sowing sparingly. Sow abundantly and reap abundantly with the glorious abandon of the sons of the living God. On the same day he saw a man working on the Sabbath day, and said to him, "Man, if thou knowest what thou doest, thou art blessed, but if thou knowest not, thou art cursed and a transgressor of the law." That's from Cambridge, MS, Codex Bizet. He that sows abundantly, thinking thereby to gain a thousandfold that which he sows, knows not what he does, and is cursed insomuch as he loses all. Trying to use God as a stock exchange whereby you can gain personal ends is to entirely defeat the principle of truth so far as you are concerned. We learn to sow abundantly because we are seeing the abundant blessings that are poured into our life, and we are coming to the point of unafraidness. We are more and more coming to the place of recognition of the presence of God as being literally the sufficiency of all things. Man is slowly evolving from what might be called the degree of the egg. As an egg is perfectly helpless, though he may contain all knowledge of the power of God, he has no power of self-locomotion. Were an egg in the path of an oncoming car, no matter how much it knew its protection, it could not escape the dire effects of meeting with destruction. When the chick is hatched, it may yet rest in the same place, but it has power to sidestep the oncoming danger. So man, when he first learns of the truth, finds out many things that he knows to be absolutely true while he is in the egg degree. Yet he can only put them into practice in a very limited degree, because of the shell of personality that is around him. But presently he throws off the shell and comes to the degree higher, where he is able to avoid much of the so-called evil. He can step aside, as it were, and he is able to prove the parables and promises of the Bible, instead of knowing inwardly that they are true but not being able to see them into manifestation. Man, if thou knowest what thou doest, if you know what you are doing as the Son of the living God, you shall cause the dry seed of parable and promise to crack open and give forth its substance. You will know what it means to be careful about nothing. All things are possible to the awakened soul, as is recorded in Acts 2. The speaking with new tongues took place before an infinite number of men of different races and languages, yet all understood. 20 different tongues understood one single voice, although they could not understand each other. This fourth-dimensional picture of the concrete use of the law gives us a glimpse of how the impossible becomes possible, and how every human law is reversed and found to be productive of results. You will begin to see that it is useless to argue about the real truth underlying these great statements. For the truth is so intangible and impossible to reason out, it completely escapes the wisdom of man. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Can you who read this promise, accept it literally? Can you accept the fact that the Lord thy God goes with you, and that he is the one that makes 20 nations understand a single tongue, though they cannot understand each other? Do you believe this? I will walk in them and talk in them. Why need you worry further about the safety of your goings and comings, and why worry about the word you will carry into the universe? The word that comes from the speaking of the inner Lord is the word that shall not return to you void, but shall accomplish whereunto it is sent. Beloved, are you beginning to see the glorious sense of abandon and rest that is due to come into manifestation in your life the moment you take the promises of the Lord and tear off the hard shell of human reasoning that you have put around them? Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of heaven. A gift must be accepted. Through the rejoicing, there is recognition of the infinite abundance that is manifested in ways that no man can find out, just as the message is given by one person to 20 different races. One speaking, 20 hearers, all hearing differently, yet all understanding the voice. Awake, thou that sleepest. A new day is dawning, And when I say a new day is dawning, I do not mean the symbolic day of former years, but a wonderful new day of expression and abundance, wherein you will experience the glorious revelation that the Lord is walking in you and talking in you. Look up then and rejoice, for thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness in those that remember thee in thy ways. Rejoice and be glad. The ground you stand upon is holy ground, and you are clad in the garments of light and praise. A new day dawns and a new door opens before you. It is well. Rejoice and scatter abundantly the glorious idea of truth. Live abundantly the life in the inexhaustible source of all life. Verily, if you will prove the law with the fearless faith of one who permits the voice to speak through him and the power to walk in him, you shall see that the windows of heaven are open to you, and the blessings that are poured out are too many for you to receive. So small has been your human concept of the abundance of God. You are learning the glorious relaxation of the prodigal who has returned to his father's house and is finding again the wonderful truth. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.